Okay, today is Daf Mem Gimel. We're on Mem Beis Amud Beis. We're by the two dots in the bottom over there, where it says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Af Tachshitei Nashim. Also Tachshitei Nashim, what? You couldn't have around on Pesach. So what can you do with jewelry? Tachshitei Nashim, Lavadaita? Is that what you're thinking? As Rashi says in the bottom, Hu Kachol, it's just paint, you know, a makeup, this Visharat, different kind of makeup, Ubisamim, different kind of spices, Tulu, Shetolos, Mitzav, Rei, and La Riach. They hunger from the neck to give them, to make them smell good. My chametz ikka. What's the chametz? Right? What's the chametz? Why can't they wear jewelry? What? Even still, my chametz ikka. So, Ella, it's not chametz. It's not jewelry. Ella, what he meant is, he didn't say, he didn't, whether we're mending the Mishnah, or this is what he meant to say, Ella ema af tipule nashim. No, it's a depilatory? The Abba of Yehuda Marav, Benos Yisrael, girls, Shehigiyu lepirkon, when they start to reach the age, they start to mature, V'lo higiyu leshanos, but they're still too young. Some girls are early bloomers, so they're starting to mature, they're not even 12. So, Benos aniyim, if they're poor, so toflos osam besid. They try to remove the hair with sid. It's a cheap item. Sid, what is sid? Lime. It's very cheap. Benos, and it also probably didn't, it probably wasn't comfortable. Benos ashirim, the rich girls, toflos osam besolas. They used solas. Flour. Benos malachim, the real rich ones, the kings, the daughters, right, the princesses, they use b'shem and hamor. They use some fancy oil. Shenemar, shishoch hadashim b'shem and hamor in the Megillah. My shem and hamor, what is that? Ravuna ber yirmi omar sitchis. Which Rashi says, lowest barish. I don't know what that is. But Rashi doesn't know what it is. What does the article say it is? Sichis, right? No one knows what it is. It's something.
Balsam,
okay. Rashi didn't know that?
No,
it's
only the
what do you call it?
The bottom there?
In the Okay. Bar Abba Omar, Shemen Zayit, it's olive oil, Shlohe Vishlish. That didn't bring a third. In other words, it's very, very raw. Very young olive oil. Anyway, that's what it is. It can't be jewelry. What's wrong with jewelry? He didn't mean jewelry. He meant this stuff, which has flour in it.
It has, but
it could be that it's chametz here.
Right. That's the other one.
The middle one. No women can do this because we're afraid. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, on piknin shemen zayis, shlohe vishlish. That word is Shemen Zayis. It's not a third ripe. Lama Sachan also? Why would anybody use that? Why would anybody anoint themselves with that? They Shemasher Retzaseir because it makes the hair go away. Umaaden Etzabasar and it beautifies the skin. It's good for the skin. So it has some down. It's so therefore why not? No, it's nothing to do with Pesach. Why would anybody go into the store and say, "Can I have some raw oil?" Yeah, you want raw oil? Could you give it to the girls? Okay. Zaklal. The Mishnah said. Kol shehu min dagon. The rule is like this. Anything that's a min dagon, you're over on Pesach. So if the Mishnah says that, why does the Mishnah have to give five examples? Right? So Tanya, Amri B'Yeshua, V'chim ya'achash ha'shaninu kol shehu min dagon. Since the Mishnah ends off saying, here's the rule. Anything, hareza over on Pesach. Lo mona chacham esil. Why does the chacham have to give detail? Each one by itself. Right? Why did the Mishnah have to do that? Tosfos says, top Tosfos, Tamal Rashba. What kind of question was that? Ha'itrich l'manosam, we have to count them. La'ashma inon, shehein belav v'lo bakares, as the Mishnah said. Why should that be that you only get a lav and not kares just because there's a mixture? Right? That's a good question, but it's not such a question. You find that many times in the Torah. That, Yechayev, if it's a slight variation, you're not. So on eating real chametz, which what are we real chametz? Bread. That you're chayev. But if I eat beer, I'm not allowed to. That's not kares for that. Because it's a mixture. So I wouldn't have known that din, says Tosfos. Right? L'shminan zehen balav lo b'kares. For tier 3. That's not a good answer. You know why? D'lo havi le l'ashminan ela trei minayu. That's two. Chad l'nuksha, the ene. One. To tell you about nuksha, v'chad ayidei ta'aroves, and one to tell you about ta'aroves. What is those two things? We're going to get to them in about a minute. So back to the Gemara. Why do I have to list all five if I have the rule? The rule is the rule. The rule is that all chametz, that's in a mixture, is aser. So why do I have to list all five? So the Gemara says, because you can learn something else out of that, of five. Kedeshi hei ragel behen ubishmoseyen. You should be familiar with them and what they are. As a matter of fact, there was a story. Kedahu bar marava. There was a guy who came from Eretz Yisrael. Ikla labavel. He came to Babel. Have a bitzer biyadei. Baadei. He had meat. He was carrying meat. He had a sandwich. A meat sandwich. Amalahu krivile matchilta. Bring over some matchilta. You want me to bring you some matchilta? Some kind of dip? Shama, I heard that. The ka'amri, oh, karivule kutach. They bring him a kutach, which has dairy in it. Kivan de shama kutach, piresh. He heard the word kutach, so he went away. Because he can't, you're not allowed to have milk and meat. So he, by knowing what it was, he knew the nicknames, or he didn't know the nicknames, he was mistaken about the nicknames. The point is, if you know what they are, it can prevent you from doing averus. So he had fellatio with him. He was eating a sandwich, a corned beef sandwich. Now that he knew this kutach, then he went away. So he shouldn't violate the isra basa v'chalav. That's also, the Mishnah didn't have to list all five. Why did it? Not little knowledge is not such a bad thing also. Okay. Hari elu bahazhara. These following items that are mentioned in the Mishnah are in azhara. Meaning, it's aser, but there's no kares. Says the Gemara, mantana. Who said that? Who said that? Now, the Mishnah listed two things. What two things? And we're going to spend the whole day on these two things. What two things? Taroves of chametz, a mixture, and something called chametz nuksha. What's nuksha? So nuksha is, not sure, there's two things what nuksha is. Let's see Rashi. The Rashi of Mantana. This is a key Rashi. Masnisen de isle chametz dogon gamur. The Mishnah mentions pure chametz, shenis arev, that became mixed, bimin acher, with something else. The eno be'en, and it's not here anymore, shenimuach, it got dissolved. Inami, another thing the Mishnah mentions, is chametz nuksha. It's called spoiled chametz. Ra, it's bad, ve'isa be'eni, and it's staring me in the face. It's right here. Two separate things in the Mishnah. In other words, it's spoiled, or you'll see what it is. Like those things we had in the Mishnah, the glue of the sofer. In other words, it's right here. The glue's right here. As opposed to taroves, it could be when you see a beer. There's no barley here. It's gone, dissolved. As opposed to the glue of the sofer, it's right here. Now that glue could be chametz. But it's not, you don't really eat that. That's what about to rob me. It's bad. Who eats that? So, muzharin al achilaso balav. You're guarded, you're warned on eating these things only with a lav. There's no kares. Diktani masnis and kutach habavli. V'shecha hamadai. Chametz dogon gomor. It's pure chametz. Ella, rather, shenes arid bedavar acher. The kutach is a, what's in there? Wheat and honey and milk. Oh, crazy things. Right? But what's also in there? Chametz. V'takshite nashim be'enehu, the jewelry. Right? We changed it. It's not jewelry. It's really the pilatory. Aval nukshahu. Who eats that? Who eats that stuff that people smear on their body? Nobody eats that. De'eno roi l'achila. It's not roi to eat it. V'katani ba'azhara. Nevertheless, you're over an azhara if you eat it. Right? The over alay and balav. What? We're talking about a kind that's not edible. Right? The over alay and balav. You're over on a lav if what? If you eat it, right?
No, if you use it.
What?
If you use it.
If you use it or if you eat it?
I don't know. Same thing with the bar. If you use
what?
It.
What? Correct. Yeah, so what do you offer on? So isn't that the first Rashi yesterday Michael said? Rashi said you're over by your own balayamate.
Right.
What did Tosva say?
No.
What are you over? What?
Right.
So it's a machlokas.
Right.
So it's a machlokas. How do we paskin?
Well, it seems in the Gemara that it's
you
use
it
by your own, by your
own. No, you by your own doesn't apply to use. It applies to having it. So I'll give you an example. I'll give you an example. What if you have?
It's not eating it. The
what?
Point is, we hold both.
We hold both.
The point is, we're not eating it.
Huh?
The point is, we're not eating it.
I understand. So let me ask you a question. Did you ever? What about shampoo?
Same thing.
What about shampoo that's made with wheat germ? Or soap? Or deodorant?
We
use all this. We use all this.
Because we say it's not right locking the skeleton.
What?
We say it's not royal achila.
One second. What Rashi just say? Aval nukshahu de eino royal achila. Nobody eats this stuff. And the Mishnah said, you're over. Right?
So then how can it be like kosher?
Yeah. Huh? Well, it's Rashi.
I think we're confusing things.
Correct, correct. So I'm going to try.
It's a different thing because in those days, everything's natural.
Correct.
So you put natural ingredients, you put it together.
So today's daf is going to confuse you. After I read today's daf, and I tried to get the halacha lemaita out of it. It's so confusing. Your head's going to spin now. Ready? Here we go. Who's the Tana that said this? So it's going to be a machlokes who the Tana is. First sheet is man Tana the chametz gamor the chametz dagan gamor al yedei taruves that chametz gamor with a taruves. Vinuksha, be'ene, and nuksha right here in my face, right? Bilav, that's a lav. Who said that? Now, chametz nuksha is two things. Either it's chametz that's not royal achila, like Rashi just said, but there's another thing that's chametz nuksha, which is something that's not fully made, fully baked, fully cooked, fully raw. Right. Chazanish says those two things have nothing to do with each other. Something that's not edible and something that's becoming edible have nothing to do with each other. They're both chametz nuksha. Says the Chazon Ish, they're both chametz nuksha. They're both. I would never have made that in the same category because they have nothing to do with each other. Not similar at all. Nevertheless, says the Chazon Ish, it's a status of chametz nuksha. Okay, I'm sorry, not the Chazon Ish. Rav Moshe says that in one of the tshuvas. Chelak dalet siman tzad d'ches. Nothing to do with each other. Says Rav Moshe, but that's the definition of chametz nuksha. What can I tell you? Okay, Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Rav Yehuda. This is the Amor Rav Yehuda. Says the name of Rav, Rav Meir. It's Rav Meir. What Rav Meir? The Tanya. We learned it a brisa. Seor. This is not seor that says in the Torah. Lo yimotzei seor. It's not what this is. Seor means dough. Seor is dough. Yisareif. You have to burn it. Vinos no leklalbo, and you give it to the dog. So one second, if you have to burn it, how could you give it to the dog? Right? And v'ochel, if you eat it, bar boy, you get malchus. So what kind of statement is that? The whole statement doesn't make any sense. So hug, it's a bright hug, right? So that, yeah. So hugufakasha, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. Amar, the first you said, see or you sorry. First you said you have to burn it. Alma, what do you see? Asurbana. It's asurbana. If you have to burn it, it's asurbana. V'hadar tani vinos no leklalbo. Then we said you give it to the dog. I'm a mutabana. That's mutabana. So which one is it? Hachi karma. Here's how you... I'm going to read the words and we have to look inside into this very big Rashi, but it'll explain it so well. So here's how we're going to explain this apparently, this apparent price that apparently doesn't make any sense. Hachi karma. Here's how it makes sense. Seor yisareif. Seor has to be burnt. The Rav Meir, le Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds a certain opinion about chametz nuksha. According to him, you have to burn it. Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he has a different opinion of what it is. Whatever he holds it is, you have to burn it. V'nosno l'fnei kalbo, when do you give it to the dog? L'Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir would say, when you've reached Rabbi Yehuda's, what Rabbi Yehuda says it is, then I can say you can give it to the dog. Why? Because I hold this is not a problem. He holds it is. And v'ochlo b'arboim, and if you eat it, you chayev malchus, asan l'Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir. Rameir goes back to say that. What's going on here? So let's look at Rashi. The Rashi of Seor. It's a very large Rashi, but it'll explain it very well. Seor. Shalonis chametz kol tzarcho. It didn't really become chametz yet. It's in the process of becoming chametz. Seor pligi b'masnisen. It's going to be later next week. This is going to be in the Mishnah next week. I think it's on Memtes. Rameir kari Seor. What does Rameir call Seor? Es shach sifu panov. The face of the dough has a certain shape, has a certain glow, a certain color. Already, it's already not matzah. Too late, you blew it. Rabbi Yehud v'zehu tchilas tchimutzo. It's the beginning of becoming chametz. Rabbi Yehuda havi siur shehitzkel l'sade kvar. It has to start starts to crack. Sadikin kedakin, small cracks kikarno chagavim, like the antenna of a grasshopper. Echad lekan ve'echad lekan. On this side of the door, on that side of the door, we lost the art of all this. We don't know what these things mean today. Anyway, that's what they had a machlokas. No, they had a machlokas about it. They had a machlokas about it. Aval kashach sifu panav l'Rav Yehuda, when it starts to have this glow of the face of the dough, according to Rav Yehuda, matzi, that's matzah still. That's okay. So they have a machlokas about it. Fine. So here, now...
You said they have a machlokas when it's becoming...
Correct. According to Rav Yehuda, when it's starting to have that panav, it's starting to change, that's matzah. According to Rav Meir, it's chametz. And now Ula Rav Meir, and according to Rav Meir, karnei chagavim, the grasshopper cracks, which Rav Yehuda said, I'm not sure what that is, said Rav Meir, that's chametz gomerhu. That's pure chametz. Right? Rav Meir, so v'ha chachi gomer. Now we're going to explain the statement of the Brisa. Seer yisarev, seer has to be burned. Why does it have to be burned? Asar b'hana, it's pure chametz. Seer de Rav Meir, what seer according to Rav Meir? Hechsifu panav, yisarev l'Rav Meir. V'seer de Rav Yehuda, yisarev l'Rav Yehuda. Whatever they hold, whatever stage it is, according to them, it has to get burned. Now, the sefer said, give it to the dog. What does that mean? Aliba de Rav Yehuda, according to Rav Yehuda, the amar, ka'amar lei, the asir de Rav Meir koi. Rav Yehuda says, you can give it to the dog, the seer of my colleague, Rav Yehuda. Why? Of my colleague, Rav Meir, because I hold, that's mutar b'hana. You want to give it to the dog? By all means. And if you eat it, you get chayav malchus. That's asar l'Rav Meir. It's back to Rav Meir. Kolomer l'Rav Meir. According to Rav Meir, ha'ochlo seer zeh. If you eat this seer, Rav Yehuda mater bahana. Then Rav Yehuda said it's fine. So if it gets harboyim, you get malchus for that. Alma, what do you see? Shmeina leil Rav Meir. The is lei chada mahani tarti demasnisin. One out of the two in the Mishnah is here. Which one is this? The ka'amar nuksha be'enav belav. It's nuksha. Not a taroves. It's not a mixture. What is it? It's like this bad chametz. This is the second one that Rashi didn't mention before. It's turning into chametz. It's not fully chametz yet. It's on its way. That's nuksha. What does the mayor say? Be a malchus for that. So one out of the two in the Mishnah is mentioned here in this brisa. Mayor. The ka'amar nuksha be'enav belav. Kigon siyur denukshahu. Seer is nuksha. Why is it nuksha? The inner royal achila. It's not roy. Hoel. Vahach mit ksas. It's a little chametz dick. Velo gamar. Not all the way. Ulahach mit isos acheros kisaor nami lo chazi. It doesn't have any leavening agent like the real saor mentioned in the Torah. Vikamar balav. Therefore it's a lav. The kolshkin chametz gomer ayde tarobet. If this is a lav, then for sure chametz tarobet is also a lav. Why for sure? Why for sure? Right? Why is that for sure? The kasavra of Yehuda, agadei tarobes chametz minuksha ba'ein. Because he's going to hold that this is worse. So if this is no good, for sure that's no good. V'hai lav denuksha nafkalei mikol machmetes lo sochelu, kol machmetes lo sochelu, kol ribuyehu, it's a ribuy and it includes chametz nuksha. So the first opinion of Rav Yehuda, the Amora, who's the author of our Mishnah? Rav Meir. How do you know? Because we know that Rav Meir said, chametz nuksha, you get malchus. If you get malchus for chametz nuksha, you for sure get malchus for chametz tarobes. Good? Okay? Rav Nachman Amar. Rav Nachman says, no. Rabbi Eliezer he. Who's the author of our Mishnah? Rabbi Eliezer. What Rabbi Eliezer? The Tanya. It says like this. Al chametz dagon gomor onesh kares. On pure chametz, you eat a roll, a bagel, you get chametz kares. Al iruvo, on a mixture, bilav, div Rabbi Eliezer. Black and white. What did Rabbi Eliezer say? He didn't talk about Nuksha. He spoke about Tyrovas. He didn't mention Nuksha. V'chachamim omrim? No. Al-chametz dog and gomor on his karetz. Al-chametz dog and gomor. I don't eat a bagel. You get malchus. You get a karetz. I'm sorry. Alei ruvo below klum. On a Tyrovas, you don't get any punches at all. Vishma'in and leil Rabbi Eliezer. You see clearly here that according to Rabbi Eliezer, the omar chametz dog and gomor on the Tyrovas belav. The kolshke nuksha beine. So for sure nuksha. Right? Lav tarovas, yeah, and of course nuksha. Would Rameir hold? You get malchus on nuksha and for sure tarovas. Right? What are they arguing about? So Rav Nachman, right time alomak Rav Yehuda. Why didn't Rav Nachman want to say it to Meir? Like Rav Yehuda said. Amalak Dilma Akan Lokam Rav Meir Hasam. Why did Rameir say that there's a malchus Ela nuksha beine? Only nuksha because I could see it. Aval chametz dagon gomar de tarovas lo. But not if it's tarovas. I would say there is no malchus. V'Rav Yehuda my time alam k'Rav Nachman. And why didn't Rav Yehuda want to hold like Rav Nachman? Amalach akan lo kamar alazar hasam ela chametz dagon gomar. Agi de tarovas. Why does Rabbi Eliezer say you get malchus on a tarovas? Al-Yaday, Aval Nukshah be'enei lo amar. But on Nukshah he wouldn't say such a thing. So that's why there's a machlokas here between Rabbi Meir, who only says malchus by Nukshah, and of course tarovas, and Rabbi Eliezer, who says it's only malchus on tarovas, and of course on Nukshah. Right? Now, by the way, Tanya Kava says to Rav Yehuda, there's a braisa that supports Rav Yehuda that said what? That Rabbi Meir is the author that said only chametz Nukshah is belav. And of course, tarovas. Of course. What's that braisa? It says like this. Kol machmetzes lo sochelu. You're not allowed to eat any machmetzes. L'rabos kutach habavli. That includes kutach habavli. V'shecher hamadai. V'chometz ha'adomi. V'zeitzim ha'mitzri. All these five things. What are these? These are all tarovas. Yachal gehe onesh karetz. I would think there should be karetz for that. Talmud lomar. No. Ki kol ochal chometz v'nichrusa. Al chometz dagan gomer onesh karetz. Only on real chametz is there kares. Ali ruvo belav, but on mitzvah is only a lav. Man shmasli the amal ruvo belav. Who said that there's only chametz on a mixture? Rabbi Eliezer he. It must be Rabbi Eliezer. The ilu nuksha be'ene lo ka'amar. What about nuksha? Doesn't mention it. Shma mina nuksha l'Rabbi Eliezer lesle. According to Rabbi Eliezer, there's no such thing. There's no such thing. Okay? So how does that support Rabbi Yehuda? Because Rabbi Yehuda said that it must be that Chometz Nukshah, you'd be Potter. How does that support Rabbi Eliezer? How does that support Rabbi Yehuda? Right, there's no law in Chometz Nukshah at all. Right. Now, Rabbi Eliezer, Iruva Balav Manali. How does Rabbi Eliezer know that it's Asr in a Tyrovas? How does he know that? Where did Rabbi Eliezer get that from? So, Midichsiv, it says, Kol Machmetet Lo Sochel. Prayers of Pasuk, no? It's Ihaki Karitz Nami Lachai, Vishikhaiv Karitz for that. Doxiv, it says, Kichol Ochel Machmetet Vinechrasa. No. Hahumi Boyalek Likitatanya. That teaches me something else. That what? Ainly Ella Shinis Chametz Me'elav. I only know that it became Chametz by itself. Mechametz Davar Acher Minayin. What if it became Chametz from some other factor? I don't know what exactly that means. Some other person or some other ingredients. Talmud Lomar Kol Machmetz V'Nichrusa. It says Kol Machmetz V'Nichrusa. Right? That means that Chametz by some other factor. You still this. That's also a problem. But I don't know. But you don't get Karis for it. So Ihachi. The lav,
some other kind of liquid?
Some kind of agent.
That makes the dough
rise. Right. It makes it the chametz. Right. Now, if that's true, the lav nami lahachi hu da'asa, then the lav should be learned out of here. In other words, the pasuk of kol machmetz lo sochelu should teach me that chametz with another ingredient, that dough with another ingredient, is a problem. And I wouldn't know tyrovas at all. So Gemara says, no. Ella, you're right. That's a good question. Elatayma de Rabbi Eliezer mikol. Rabbi Eliezer learns it out from the word kol, hasam nami, the word kol, right? From the word kol machmetzes, that includes what? That includes tarubes. Hasam nami oksif kol, but by kareis it also says the word kol. It says kol machmetzes, kol ochal machmetzes v'nichrusa. So if that's the case, you should get kareis for eating tarubes. No. Hahumi b'ayla rabbi says anashim. Now that includes women. Now women are not allowed to eat chametz. Says the Gemara, what? Nashim, Medrav Yehuda Amar Rav Nafka. Women are learned out of a different vort. What's the other vort? Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, V'chein Tani Derei Rishmol, Amar Kro Ish O Isha. Kiyasa Mikol Chatos HaAdam, Hishra Kosef Ish L Isha L'Kol Onesh L'Chem Torah. What do you mean I need another pasuk to tell me that women can't eat chametz on Pesach? They can't do any losasay on Pesach. They can't do any losasay ever.
No.
But different over here. You know why? It's true. I would have thought Holovichsiv Lo Sochel Olov Chametz. The pasuk says, this pasuk, by the way, is in tomorrow's parsha. Pasuk says, Lo Sochel Olov Chametz, Shivas Yomim Tochel Olov Matzos. Don't eat Chametz, right? 7 days eat matzah. And then the pasuk says, by the way, lechem oni, it's lechem oni, ki b'chipazon, Hashem took us out. So what does the pasuk start off saying? Don't eat chametz, only eat matzah. Now, do women have to eat matzah? The pashtus, no. It's a mitzvah to say sasman grama. So, 1 second. Kol sheyeshnu bekum ochel matzah. If you have a chiyuv to eat matzah, yeshno bekum, yeshno bebal tochel chametz. You're in the parsha of not eating chametz. Vahani noshi and women, hovel v'lesnu bekum ochel matzah. They don't have to eat matzah. Why not? The havel a mitzvah to say sasman grama. Could it's a time-bound mitzvah? Ema b'val tochel chametz nami lesnu. I would have thought they don't have to worry about chametz either. They have a patur from eating from not eating chametz. Kamash Malan comes along the Torah and says kol ochel, anybody, even women. Okay. Now, the Rishonim ask Mati's question. Why don't we say, like we say for Dalet Kosos, that the af hein hayu ba'osu hanis. So it's a big discussion. What?
Every other mitzvah
that's only derabanan, that would never be mechayev a woman da'araifa. That's the standard answer. That's derabanans. Dalet Kosos, Megillah, what else?
Lulav.
No, tzitzis. What's tzitzis? Afen ha'yibos ha'anis only applies on derabanans. There's no. It doesn't apply to derisa. That would not be a chia for matzah.
Yeah, they don't.
No, they don't have to.
Yeah, they do.
No, that's they do because they want to get a mitzvah. They're allowed to.
What was the nace?
Matzah. They're mechuyev to eat. Matzah, they're mechuyev to eat. But I'm mechuyev to shake a lulav. Matzah's different. Matzah's an exception to the zman grama rule. It's an exception. Right? Megillah is an exception. But there are exceptions for different reasons. Lulav is an exception. Right? They don't take a lulav. They want to, they're very nice. They don't have to sit in a sukkah. If they want to, it's very nice. They can. They don't have to. Matzah, they have to eat. Dalet Kosos, they have to drink. Right? It's a whole discussion. Are women mechuyev in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? How connected to is it to matzah? They're not mechuyev in the mitzvah of Achilas Karban Pesach. They're not. Why? It's a mitzvah says man grama. They want to, they're more than welcome to. They're not mechuyev. It's a very funny night. It'll be a very funny night. Right? No, that I'm not doing. That I'll do. That I have to do. That I'll volunteer to do. It's a very funny night. It's a big discussion. I'm mechuyev in the mitzvah of mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a mitzvah says man grama. It's only once a year. Right? Interesting question. The mechuyev in Moror? It's a mitzvah says man grama. Right, it's a partial thing. It's a fascinating topic. Anyway, by the way, in case if you leave now, you'll get a misconception. So let's read the next line in the Gemara. The hashtu the israbilu baltocha chametz. Now that women are included in the mitzvah of not eating chametz, israbu nami balachilas matzah. They also have to eat matzah. Why? Kid Rebbe Eliezer. Dam Rebbe Eliezer. Rashi chayavas balachilas matzah dvar Torah. It's not because af hein hoyu ba'osa hanes. Some kind of derabanan reason. No. Minat Torah. Shenemar lo tocha olav chametz. Kol sheyeshno b'bal tocha chametz. Yeshno b'achilos matzah. V'hani nashi. Hoel v'yeshno b'bal tocha chametz. Yeshno n'achilos matzah.
This is a practical thing. Huh? You can't be sitting inside your table eating matzah and your wife's here having a sandwich.
No. Okay. No. We don't have to make the hekesh. We could say... So what do you mean? There are plenty of people, where the husband eats in the sukkah and the wife eats in the house. Especially in places where they share sukkahs.
The Bali
Rah. Right. Right? I hear what you're saying about the Bali Rah. So there's a woman in Mechuyev in that.
What do you mean?
She's not allowed to have it, but she's allowed to eat it.
Exactly.
Right, it's funny. That would be very funny. Exactly. Tosfos asks a very...
Bali Rah is not a mitzvah.
What? It's a low sase. No, but so it's not eating chametz. No, but not eating chametz is also a low sase. And the havmin was women should be exempt from that. Now look at the top Tosfos. Top Tosfos asked a fascinating question. I'll say it outside. Inside. Tema luri hechi salka daitach lemidrash hacha. What on earth is your havamina to darshan the pasuk this way that women are exempt from chametz, adav ibcha. Learn it the other way, which is the way the Gemara ends up learning it. Yesh lidrosh l'chumra makshinon. Just like they have to keep chametz, they have to eat matzah. We start off the other way. Since they're potter from matzah, they're potter from chametz. What kind of thing is that? Why are we going in l'kula? Go l'chumra. You want to tell me the Sefer explains the Reisha? The kicker is the Sefer. The Sefer said matzah. Matzah, they're potter, it's mangrama. So too, they're potter in the chametz also. For Od Yeshlam, another answer. It makes more sense to exempt them because they don't have to sit in the sukkah with him. Bahani, Bahavi, Miftri, Mimimimi, Matzah, come over sukkah, the potter, the behedya, the parak yashon. Okay? So that's why it made more sense to compare it to Patur, because they don't have to sit in a sukkah. Yesh makshim. Listen to this question. Lama nashim ein chayevis betzitzis. Why don't women have to wear tzitzis? Why don't they? After all, mishum dekol she yeshnu belabisha shatnes, yeshnu begedilim. It's in the same puzzle. Whoever has to keep shatnes has to wear tzitzis. And women have to keep shatnes. Therefore, they should have to wear tzitzis. This question is so strong, the Tosfos doesn't answer it. He says, well, maybe you want to tell me women are potter from shatnez? It's not true. Right, the last one, mashma, deklayim lo chazil, it's not true. Deklayim and shatnez. So the same pasuk. It says, gedilim ta'atzalach, shatnez lo yilbash, whatever it says. If they're included in that, they're included in that. Tosfos doesn't answer it. He leaves it as a tzarechiyim. So there are two answers. The Ram Chalava says as follows. You know why? It says like this. I hear you. It's a good question. The answer is as follows. Tzitzis is done to remind you of all the mitzvahs. Women are not mechuyev in all the mitzvahs. So the whole reason for wearing tzitzis doesn't apply to women. Okay?
What's their reminder for doing mitzvahs then?
They don't need it. They're so holy and they're so spiritual that they don't need any extra reminders. They don't need any extra reminders. They're just jet. My daughter told me that. My daughter told me that once. She says, we don't need reminders.
Yeah, but my dad was as Adina's part of graduation.
Right. They don't need reminders. That's the first answer he gives. That's the one answer. The Maharit gives another answer. He says, this drasha here, that if the chuyev in A, the chuyev in B, is only used if you have nothing else to darshan. If nothing else to darshan, we'll darshan that. By tzitzit, we do darshan something. What do we darshan? Asay is doch alos asay. That if your tzitzis have shatnez, it's okay. Right? Because asay doch alos asay. We have something else to darshan. We don't have to resort to this drasha. Whoever's chayiv in A is chayiv in B. That's over here. Nothing else to say, we'll say that. If you have something else to say, you don't say that. Therefore, women are potter in tzitzis. Okay? Now. Umay chazis. Dahai kol l'rabbi noshim. Umafkas eruvo. What possessed you that the word kol should include women and exclude a tarovet? Meaning, women, what do you mean exclude?
You're using the language for...
Right, women, what happens if a woman eats chametz? She gets kares. What happens if a man or a woman eats tarovet? They don't get kares. Why do you pick women over tarovet? Why women, yeah, and tarov is not? Like, why? It's just opposite. Women can't eat chametz, but it's only a lot. But if anyone eats tarov, it's a kares. Why? Why not? So, mistabra, koi ba'ochlin. So, chances... mistabra, koi ba'ochlin. We're talking about people. So, therefore, marar ba'ochlin. We're going to include people. Right? Koi ba'ochlin. We're talking about food. You're not allowed to eat chametz. The Marab and Nechalin, and we're including other foods? That's unlikely. We're talking about people. So people's people, not foods. One second. Maskaflor of nothing. Avoda of Rabbi Yehuna. The Raider of nothing. Kol Hechad, the Kaiba Ochle, Lom Rab and Nechalin. What, food? The foods never include people? I'm sorry. People never includes other foods? Not true. Fatanya. Kikol Ochel Chelev min Abaheim Asha Yaakov. You're not allowed to eat Chelev from a carbon. Ainli Ela Chelev Tamimin. Shreili Karev. I only know that's a carbon. Chelev bali mumin minayiv. What if it's a balmum? Talmud lama mina behema. Any animal. Chelev chulim minayiv. How do we know if it's not even a carbon at all? Talmud lama kikol. Vaikoi hacha dekoi ba'ochlin. But here I have a food. I have people. You can't eat. You can't. become rabbi nechal, and I'm including other foods. So you see that you're including other foods. Because hasam, deleka ochlan, there is no other people. There's no other people. As Rashi says, nashim already included in the isra of eating chalev. So there's no one else to include. They will include other foods. Marba nechalim. Hacha over here, the ikka ochlan, we have people to include, namely women. So we don't leave women and include other foods. Rabbanon, the less lahu iruv. And according to the Rabbanon, who don't have Eruv, they don't learn that it includes Chametz Tairovitz, Kal lo darshi. Right? They don't darshi from Kal. Ela nashim minalahu. How do we know that they include women? That women are not allowed to eat this? The answer is ki Kal lo darshi, ki Kal darshi. They darshi ki Kal. For Belazar, Ema, Kal rabbis as anashim, ki Kal rabbis as Eruvo? So why don't we say the same thing about Rabbi Eliezer? If you want to tell him he doesn't darshan it, it's not true. But Tanya, Sa'ar, you're not allowed to have dough on the Beit HaMikdash, right? On the Mizbeach. Bal Taktiru, Ein Li Ela Kulo. I only know you can't make a good kizayit. Miksasa Minayin, what about a little bit? Talmud Lomar Kol. Eruva Minayin, what about a mixture? Talmud Lomar Kikol. So you do learn, Man Shmatle, the Darish Kikol, Rabbi Lezer, the Kadarish Kikol, and he's darshan in Kikol. Right? All right, Kashi, that's a good Kasha. Doesn't change anything? Not changing anything? It's a good Kasha. Okay, now we're stopping here. The next Gemara is all about the nitty-gritty Isurim of something that's Usur. For example, 30-second example. Let's say you're not allowed to eat not kosher. How much not kosher are you not allowed to eat to get punished? A kizayis. What if I have a sandwich? So I have a half a kezias of not kosher and a half a kezias of bread. Does that add up to a kezias? Let's say it's not a sandwich. Let's say it's a cholent. So it's all together. Does that add up to a kezias? Well, that's the question. Are you what? Because it's one item now. It became one thing. Let's say your nazir is not allowed to drink wine, right? So let's say he takes a bread, dunks it in wine, and eats the bread. There was a half a kezias of wine and a half a kezias of bread. Does that give him a shear? That's what we're going to talk about tomorrow. And that'll go off the whole tangent about the Isser of Tairovetz and mixtures in the kitchen. And that's the next 3 days. All right? And Tom Ke'iker. Right? Tom Ke'iker. This pig falls into my chalut. And I take it out, but it was in there for 3 hours. And it cooked for 3 hours. Then I said, oh my goodness, I took it out. Can I eat that chalut? So we're going to talk about that also in the next 3 days. It's very, very relevant stuff. All right? Everybody have a good day and a good Shabbos, and we'll pick up tomorrow.